Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today we're going to talk about Ted. Ted, you know anybody
Ted
by
who?
The name of Ted?
Yes, I do.
I knew a guy named Ted Fryer when I was growing up. And there's also Ted Turner, the guy who founded, was it CNN? Did he actually found that, I guess?
Yes,
he did. Sure
did.
But no, Ted is not a person. It's actually a word that comprises the first letter of three words, technology, entertainment, and design, T-E-D, or Ted. And Ted gives the world ideas worth sharing. Maybe you've heard about these things. They're basically these little videos you can watch on the Ted's homepage there. You can find different subjects, and people are basically giving speeches on various topics that you probably have not heard about, but when you listen to them, you think they're the greatest thing you've ever heard.
They are pretty cool. I've listened to several, and I teach some very high-level business executives. Their English is good. They listen to these as well. You can get great ideas about life. It's not just business-focused. It could be a talk on technology or entertainment. There are really some very smart people who are invited to give speeches. So you might give it a try to see how much you can understand. Or if you see one of your heroes in technology or entertainment is giving a talk, you might just tune in to see how much you can understand.
And that's what we're going to be talking about today, everybody. So let's get to it. Let's listen to the entire content of our article right now.
TED, Technology, Entertainment, and Design Talks are a series of global conferences designed as a platform for innovative people to share their best ideas with the world. The first TED conference, held in 1984, was meant to happen once. However, in 1990, creator Richard Wurman decided to go all out and make it an annual affair. Since then, many celebrities have appeared at the conventions, and some have even given a talk. Chef Jamie Oliver presented his plans to teach children proper ways of preparing and cooking food in 2010. He walked away with the TED Prize that year. The prize, which was increased to $1 million in 2013, is given to a single recipient each year to fund their idea for a project. Some people from Taiwan have spoken at TED conferences, including the famous London-based Taiwanese entrepreneur and writer Xie Xiaolan. Xie's talk focused on a visual-based Chinese learning system. For those who find it difficult to memorize Chinese characters, this system helps them penetrate the Great Wall of the Chinese language with Chinese characters as story-like images. In 2007, TED curator Chris Anderson decided to create a website for TED and experiment with online content by uploading some of the speakers' talks. The free-to-watch videos have become a resounding success, reflecting the event's aim of spreading ideas worth sharing. So far, the collection of videos has received over 1 billion views. TED Talks are great for learning new solutions to growing issues in neighborhoods, cities, and the world as a whole. With free access to these online talks, anyone can utilize ideas found in these talks to better their communities and the world.
Okay, this is our feature for today. It's about TED Talks, or TED Talks, if you will. TED, again, stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. And TED gives the world ideas worth sharing. If you have some ideas, hey, TED is a great place to spread those ideas to other people so they can hear them and maybe learn some things from your ideas. And you, of course, can learn from other people as well. Now, again, TED, TED, stands for technology. We all know what that is. Entertainment, of course, refers to things that make us feel happy. Movies are a kind of entertainment, for example. And design. Design is a pretty broad category, basically designing things so they perform certain ways, interior design, etc. That's a kind of design. And talks, these TED Talks, are a series of global conferences designed as a platform for innovative people to share their best ideas with the world. We have a series of these conferences, not just one, not just two, but a series of something. So a series of something means you have several things that are kind of similar that are the same, but they're still kind of different. A series of TV programs, for example. In this case here, we've got a series of global conferences, different conferences taking place at different parts of the world, but they're all under this TED program, or in this TED program.
Mm-hmm. So here we've got a number of different events arranged, you could say. A conference is a formal meeting where a lot of people gather together to share their ideas or talk about problems, or they might all be in the same industry. Maybe they're all doctors or nurses, and they come together to discuss a particular topic. Usually lasts several days. You stay at a hotel together, and usually the speeches or talks are also held in the same hotel. It can be kind of boring, but sometimes it's fun. Well, they have a series of global conferences, and they designed these as a platform for really innovative people to share their best ideas. Platform here doesn't mean like the OS platform or the Google platform, which your smartphones run on. No, it just means platform is a way to allow a large number of people to find out about an idea. So a company might use a show as a platform to launch their new soft drink, their new pop, their new soda pop. So you can use a particular method, you could say, to share ideas in a large way. It's a platform.
Usually platform refers to a raised level surface on which something can be placed, the platform, et cetera, or platform diving, for example, at the Olympics, where you just jump off a platform instead of a diving board.
Or sometimes a stage is referred to as a platform.
It is indeed sometimes referred to as a platform. But here, platform, as you said, is kind of like a forum, a place where people get together to discuss these ideas. And these are not just regular people. These are innovative people. If you're innovative, that means you have a lot of ideas. You're creative. And you have some insight onto new ideas that other people don't know about.
You're creative. The people who invent new things every day are people who think in different ways than normal people. They're always trying to find solutions to things that they see not working very well. The first TED conference was held way back in 1984, and it was really only meant to happen once. To mean to here just means that's what they intended. Meant is the past form here. But they only thought, oh, we're just going to do this once and it'll be done. But in 1990, 6 years later, the creator, whose name was Richard Werman, he decided to go all out and make it an annual affair, make it happen once a year. If you go all out, it's a phrase we use to say we're going to put as much effort into something as possible. I could say when my friend has a party, he goes all out. He has a really big, expensive party. He invites a lot of people. He makes a lot of effort to plan to have fun. When I decide to do something, I go all out. I put as much effort behind something as I can.
Right. Another related phrase would be to go all the way. You pull out all the stops. You don't hesitate at all. You go 100%. So he decided, hey, let's not just do this one time. It was meant to be just a single event. But he said, hey, let's do it every year. Let's make it an annual affair. Affair here means event, something that happens annual every year. Now, since then, many celebrities have appeared at the conventions, and some have even given a talk. So they're not just regular people who are giving these speeches, but also we've got some celebrities, some famous people. And again, we talked about these things being conventions, big meetings that take place, as you said, probably in a hotel where you stay there and eat your meals there and also attend all these meetings.
Yeah. So one celebrity that appeared at the TED conference was Chef Jamie Oliver. We've talked about him before. He's often broadcast here in Taiwan on TV. He shows us different ways to cook yummy, delicious food. He presented his plans to teach children proper ways of preparing and cooking food back in 2010. So that was his big idea. If we teach kids how to cook and prepare good food, then they won't keep just eating, you know, at fast food places. he was finding that a lot of kids these days are unhealthy because they eat too much junk food and fast food. It's happening here in Taiwan, too. Well, he got the prize. Actually, every year, the TED group gives out a prize every year to the best idea, the idea they think is the best one presented all year long.
Pretty good. So I guess the people here thought that, hey, children should learn more about food and how to eat nutritious food and how to cook it and stuff. So they thought, hey, he sent out a pretty good message there. And it is given to a single recipient every year to fund their idea for a project.
A recipient. Well, you can kind of see a little bit of the verb to receive there. A recipient is a person who receives something. Oftentimes we'll use it with a recipient of something. She is the recipient of many awards, many honors. Or if you have people on welfare in your country, they're welfare recipients. They get welfare or help from the government in order to live. So only one person gets that $1 million, and that year it went to Jamie Oliver. Now, there are some people from Taiwan who have spoken at TED conferences. We're going to talk about one of them when we get back from listening to our Chinese teacher. Let's listen in now.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jillian. 今天我们要看的是第二单元，我们要做一篇克洛斯填空。文章主题谈的是最近网络上很热门的 TED 演讲。文章一开始说到 ,TED 演讲是一系列的全球性会议。剧中用了 a series of 这个片语，就是指一系列一连串的。空格第一题 ,The first TED conference held in 1984,Blank one, happen once. 意思是说，第一场 TED 大会于1984年举行，空格一举办一次。空格后的下一句谈到，创办人 Richard Warman 在1990年决定全力以赴，让大会成为一年一度的活动。后面的句子用 however 开头，表示空格一的情形和后面所描述是相反的。所以依照文意，我们选 B。Was meant to 表示原定只有举办一次。接下来我们看到第二题。Since then, many celebrities have appeared at the blank two, and some have even given a talk. 从那时候开始，许多名人陆续现身于空格二，有些人甚至还发表演讲。空格二前面提到的动词 have appeared 是出现的意思。以文艺来说，最适合的选项就是 D, conventions, 表示是出现在大会中这样的场合。那么有哪些名人曾经出席过 TED 大会呢？文章中首先举了一个例子。主厨 Jamie Oliver 于2010年在 TED 大会上提出他的计划，他要教导孩童用正确的方法来准备及烹调食物。他也赢得当年度的 TED 大奖。空格第三题的句子 The prize, which was increased to $1 million in 2013, is given to a single recipient each year to blank three their idea for a project. TED 大奖在今年2013年增加到100万美元。这笔奖金每年颁发给一位得奖者，用来空格三他们的计划构想。因为句子一开头有提到 TED 大会提供100万美元奖金给年度的得奖者，依奖金的目的来说，最适合的选项就是 A, fund, 用来表示赞助得奖者的计划构想。
We're going to take a very short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, welcome back. Again, we're talking about the TED Talks. And so here we're talking about the fact that it's an annual event and they have these conventions all over the world. And we also talked about back in 2010, Jamie Oliver got the prize that year. So I guess he's going to set up these little workshops with kids all over the world or something like that and teach them how to cook. Good for him. Now let's continue now to the next sentence here. It says some people from Taiwan have spoken at TED conferences as well, and that includes the famous London-based Taiwanese entrepreneur and writer, Xue Xiaolan. So here it says she is London-based. You could also say she is based in London. She does her work there. She lives in London. She does not live in Taipei. I guess she'd rather be in London with all the fog there and the rainy weather and stuff like that. Boy, who wouldn't like that? And she's based in London. She's also an entrepreneur, which means she's kind of like a business person setting up different kinds of projects and trying to make some money.
Well, what did she talk about? Well, it says here that her talk focused on a visual-based Chinese learning system. Learning Chinese, especially the characters, is pretty difficult. It takes a lot of time just memorizing the strokes of a character. I know, and so does Tom, how much time it takes. If it's visual-based, it means it uses your eyes in the way that it's been developed. So you're going to use your eyes to learn Chinese. Well, for those of us, and I think everybody has a difficult time memorizing Chinese characters, this system's supposed to help you penetrate the Great Wall of the Chinese language.
Ooh.
We put quotation marks around the Great Wall of the Chinese language because those are her words. Xie Xiaojie, Ms. Xie, that's her way of describing how her system can help people. To memorize something simply means to learn something so well that you can remember it perfectly without looking at notes or having help from anybody else. If you penetrate something, it means here, it means you succeed in understanding something really difficult. Scientists are trying to penetrate the secrets hidden in our genes, our DNA. You might be studying how to penetrate the mysteries of human nature, why people do the things they do. So you can use penetrate here just to mean you have success in understanding something quite difficult.
Right, and it's kind of interesting she's using the phrase the Great Wall of the Chinese language.
Yeah.
Of course, we know China has the Great Wall, but also we're talking about this Great Wall of the Chinese language for foreigners trying to learn Chinese because those characters are all so difficult. There are all sorts of barriers to the Chinese language I've found. But here she's trying to develop some kind of system to help us better understand Chinese characters. Maybe make a game out of it.
Uh-huh.
You know? Like look at the different parts of the character and say, this means this, this means that, and you can kind of invent a little game out of it. Have you ever tried that before?
She's come up with stories for images so that instead of just memorizing a word with how a character looks, she has you memorize stories behind different characters so that when you see the character, you connect it with the story, and it helps your memory work better. So it's kind of a great idea. Hopefully it will work. I haven't tried it myself.
I'm going to look this up.
Yeah, do.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Let's go back to 2007 now, 6 years ago. We've got the curator of TED, Chris Anderson. Usually a curator is somebody who takes care of all the artworks in a museum, but here Chris Anderson is kind of the supervisor or curator of TED, and he decided to create a website for TED, and he also wanted to experiment with online content. If you experiment with something, you try to do something that you haven't really done before just to see what's going to happen. So he decided to put some content online to see if people would check it out. So it was kind of an experiment. He wasn't quite sure if it would be successful or not. Content, of course, here refers to information that's going to be put onto the internet. Content. No, don't confuse that with the word content, which is an adjective that refers to being happy.
Yeah, notice here that content is non-count because there's lots of different kinds of content that he's uploading. He's uploading lots of different talks. So he is using the content here as a non-count. You could say he experiments with online contents. I wouldn't use contents as accountable unless I was talking about, for example, a package of food that has different ingredients, the contents of a cake mix, for example. But here we're just using the noun count, which includes all the different talks.
Right, because it's all kind of information, people talking and all that kind of stuff. And so he did this by uploading some of the speaker's talks. If you upload something, of course, you put something onto the internet. If you take something off of the internet and put it in your computer, you're downloading that thing. And the free-to-watch videos have become a resounding success, reflecting the event's aim of spreading ideas worth sharing. Now, resounding here just means it's loud enough to reverberate, to echo around and stuff like that. So resounding success means that, hey, it's a really big success and lots of people know about it.
Resounding. Notice here we don't use the S sound. It's a Z sound. Resounding. It means it leaves no doubt. It's very definite. And yes, we use it to talk about what we hear in terms of sound, like trumpets or bells or horns. They'll sometimes use that resounding. It was a resounding sound. Here, it just means leaves no doubt. So it was a complete success, unqualified success, I could say. And it reflected the event's aim of just getting the ideas out there. They want to spread these ideas that smart people are having every day. Before the internet and smartphones, you had to actually go to a conference, pay for a plane ticket, get into the conference. Now anyone, anywhere in the world can listen to these great talks, and it's free.
That is so cool.
I love it.
So these are ideas worth sharing, and hey, you can watch as many as you want. That's the beauty of the internet. And so far, the collection of videos has received over 1 billion views. I guess that's a lot. There are lots. We also refer to hits on the internet as well. So received like thousands of hits on a website or something like that. But lots of people have watched these videos, and I include myself among them, as so do you.
Yeah, I've watched them, sure.
And TED Talks are great for learning new solutions to growing issues in neighborhoods, cities, and the world as a whole. So they all have these different ideas about things that would affect your neighborhood, which is the general area where you live. Also cities, larger cities like Taipei and Jiayin, Kaohsiung, and stuff like that. Or the world as a whole. How to help out people, like global poverty, for example. How to tackle that problem. As a whole here means just as one big piece.
Yeah, you're talking about the complete or full world. You're not leaving anybody out. It includes everybody. You have free access to these online talks. If you have access to something, it means you have a way of getting to it, of using it. It's available to you. We could say we have internet access around the city here. It's called, I think it's called Wi-Fi free or Wi-Free, Taipei free
or something
Taipei
like that.
Taipei free,
yeah.
Okay.
Different places.
I could say I don't have access to a car in Taipei. I used to have a car, then I sold it. If you have access to something, again, you can get your hands on it. You can use it.
You used to have a car here in Taipei?
No, I had one in New York, and I sold it.
Where'd you park it? Parking is terrible in New York, isn't it?
I sold it as soon as I moved into the city. I just paid it off. It was free and clear, meaning I didn't owe any money on it. But when I moved into Manhattan, I thought, this is crazy. You don't need cars. So Taiwan is kind of similar to me. I don't need a car. I can just take public transportation.
Right. So, yes, you have free access to these online talks through your computer, your smartphone, or whatever, and anyone can utilize or use these ideas found in these talks to better your communities and to better the world. To better means to make things better, to improve things. And, yes, anyone can utilize these ideas. If you hear them, you can think of ways to use them yourself. Okay, that's all the time we have for today. It's time now to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
上一段我们提到许多名人现身于 TED 大会，甚至还发表演讲。台湾人也曾经在 TED 大会中演讲，包括现在居住于伦敦的知名台裔企业家兼作家薛小兰。薛小兰的演讲着重于一套图像式的中文学习系统。空格第四题 For those who found blank four difficult to memorize Chinese characters,This system helps them penetrate the great wall of the Chinese language with Chinese characters as story-like images. 对于那些觉得中文字很难记的人来说，这套系统以说故事般的图像呈现中文字， 帮助他们穿越中文的长城。第四题答案我们选 C, it。这里的 it 是作为动词 find 的虚受词，用来代替后面提到记住中文字的这件事情。而 difficult 则是作为 it 的受词补语。再来，文章说到，从2007年开始 ,TED 有了自己的网站，他们上传部分演讲者的演说，以线上内容作为测试。第五题句子， The free to watch videos have become a resounding success, reflecting the event's aim of spreading ideas worth blank five. 这句话是说，这些免费观看的影片获得很大的回响，反映出 TED 就是要散播值得分享的创意。空格五要考的是形容词 worth 的用法。worth 后面虚接受词，大多用名词或动名词的主要形式表示被动意义。因此正确答案选 D, sharing。Ideas worth sharing 这句话也是 TED 大会的口号。空格第六题， TED Talks are great for learning new solutions, blank six.Growing issues in neighborhoods, cities, and the world as a whole. 对于社区、城市以及全世界整体日益严重的议题来说， TED 的演讲是学习新解决方案的最佳管道。空格六测验的是名词 solution 的用法。A solution to something 是固定用法，表示解决某个问题的方法。因此答案选 B, 介系词我们用 to。文章最后结尾提到 With free access to this online talks, anyone can blank seven ideas found in these talks to better their communities and the world. 有了免费管道来观看这些线上演讲，任何人都能够空格七从演讲中得到的构想来改善他们的社区和世界。因为句子后面提到 TED 演讲中的构想可以用来改善社区和世界，依文来说最适合的答案就是 C, utilize, 利用这些构想。
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We hope you'll give, TED Talks Online a few minutes of your time. Check it out and see if there's anybody who has spoken in the past that, is interesting to you and give a listen.
Okay, that's all for us and thanks for joining us. Please join us again next time for English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.